This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for establishment of industries with minimal capital to enhance domestic production. Health Ministry and National Innovation Centre sign agreement to collaborate in repair, maintenance and management of medical appliances of federal hospitals. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa busy in high-level meetings during her official visit to India. And bus carrying Pakistani pilgrims overturns in Iran, killing at least 28 passengers. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said any industry and corporation run by the state should not go into loss. During a briefing with the employees under the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies and subordinate bodies at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Singh Darbar, yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged them to work to industrialize the means of production, as infrastructures like road and electricity have already been prepared for it. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on the need to establish and expand many industries with minimal capital amount to enhance domestic production. Addressing the Startup Nation 2030 conference in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli viewed that youth and women with innovative and creative thinking would get employment opportunities within the country if such industries were established. Prime Minister Oli encouraged expansion of entrepreneurship among youths to displace imports, reduce poverty, bolster national confidence, and to achieve sustainable development goals. The Prime Minister argued that the banks and financial institutions should provide loans to such enterprises on the basis of project rather than keeping enterprises as the mortgage, stating that some fraudulent elements were trying to defame cooperatives. The Prime Minister assured that the government would advance cooperatives in a healthy manner. Minister for Foreign Affairs and Nepali Congress leader Dr. Arjun Ranadewa, who is currently on an official visit to India, met Foreign Department Chief of Bharatiya Janata Party Dr. Bijay Chautai Wale in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, various aspects of Nepal-India relations as well as the relationship between the Nepali Congress and the BJP were discussed. The Foreign Affairs Minister also conveyed her gratitude to the Indian government and people for the warm welcome and hospitality during her visit. Dr. Dewa, who visited India at the invitation of her counterpart, Indian Minister for External Affairs, S. Jaishankar, is returning home today. The Ministry of Health and Population and the National Innovation Centre have signed an agreement for collaboration in repair, maintenance and management of medical appliances at 17 federal hospitals. Chief of the Ministry's Quality Measurement and Regulation Division, Dr. Madan Upadhyay and Dr. Mahabir Poon signed a letter of agreement on behalf of the division and the centre, respectively. On the occasion, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel said the ministry was collaborating with the centre as it was necessary to make health equipment functional and well-managed for managing the health sector in the context of limited resources with the state. Meanwhile, Centre Chairperson Poon said that the National Innovation Centre had got another significant responsibility in connection with the improvement of the health sector. South Korea's ambassador to Nepal, Park Tae-yong, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, during the meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singh Darbar yesterday, matters relating to bilateral interest and cooperation in various areas, including economic, trade, investment and tourism, were discussed. The Prime Minister hoped for continued support from the Republic of Korea to Nepal's various sectors in the future as well. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has called for finalizing the bill designed to amend the prevention of corruption from the respective committee. During deliberations on the bill in a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak said the committee's amendment regarding the bill was acceptable to the government. The Home Minister proposed to conclude the identified issues through clause-wise deliberations. Meanwhile, the lawmakers who have sought amendments to the bill that was under consideration at the committee were univocal that a time limit for investigations against issues of corruption be withdrawn. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Kharka, yesterday held a discussion with the Minister for Forest, Secretary and Chiefs of related departments in a bid to sort out problems on power production. Minister Kharka said the government had aimed at producing 28,500 megawatt electricity, but the power projects were facing problems, especially on the forest use and land acquisition. On the occasion, Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Sahi, said his ministry was working to ease the problems that obstruct power production, procedural delay and legal hassles need addressed. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song paid a courtesy call on Chairperson of the National Assembly Narin Prasad Dahal. According to Chair Dahal's secretariat, during the meeting held at the office of the Chairperson Dahal in Singha Darbar yesterday, matters related to bilateral relationship, mutual cooperation and relations were discussed. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. A bus carrying Pakistani pilgrims has overturned in Iran, killing at least 28 passengers. The crash happened in the central Iranian province of Yazd and was due to a defective braking system, Reuters reported, citing a preliminary police investigation. The pilgrims were traveling from the Sindh province in Pakistan to Iraq's holy city of Karbala to commemorate one of the biggest events in the Shia calendar. According to local media, around 50 people are believed to have been on the bus at the time of the crash. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for establishment of industries with minimal capital to enhance domestic production. Health Ministry and National Innovation Centre sign agreement to collaborate in repair, maintenance and management of medical appliances of federal hospitals. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Dewa busy in high-level meetings during her official visit to India. And bus carrying Pakistani pilgrims overturns in Iran, killing at least 28 passengers. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.